Friday and Saturday, Jazz Eureka will bring the smooth sounds of jazz to Eureka Springs with performances by the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, Rodney Block, and Walter Savage. Ellis and Delfio Marsalis will perform at the City Auditorium Saturday night. Earlier this week, Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, reached Ellis Marsalis by phone to talk about his upcoming performance in Eureka Springs.
You're going to be performing with your son, Delfio, in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, coming up this weekend, Saturday, September 13th, with a tour that's being booked as The Last Southern Gentleman. This was a recording that you made also, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was on Delfio's recording, and I was playing piano on it. The whole thing was his idea.
Well, the recording has received critical success to the point where it has helped to spawn this tour of The Last Southern Gentleman. And I'd like to read a quote from one reviewer in regards to the recording. The Last Southern Gentleman is a landmark recording for Delfio Marsalis, pairing father Ellis Marsalis Jr. with son on a collaborative album for the first time. Marsalis's finest outing to date. The superb recording quality and meticulous production showcases his brilliant, classically trained tone as it swings effortlessly through standards and original compositions. Built on the intimacy of American ballads, The Last Southern Gentleman is a firm acknowledgement of the existence and importance of these sweet, gentle sounds. Can you give me some sense of what brought you to music to begin with is when you were young? It's my understanding that really your first instrument was not the piano at all.
No, it wasn't.
What
it
did you
start? Clarinet.
Were you always involved in music even as a very young child?
Not really. I did a lot of listening to the radio. I didn't really gravitate a lot toward it. I was a listener. And when the opportunity presented itself, I think the music that I started to listen to mostly, it just spoke to me. And I've always believed that music needs to speak to you. It creates an opportunity for you to bring something to life if you apply the discipline and studiousness that it takes to do it. If the music doesn't really speak to you, then there's not a lot that you can do except mimic some technical approaches on some instrument.
Ellis, can you just talk for a moment about your extraordinary musical family? And I'm referring, of course, to your sons, Branford, Winton, Delfio, Jason. All of them have carved out remarkable careers for themselves, and in no small way you were a big part of that. It must be an enormous feeling of pride for you.
It is, in a way. And the reason why I say in a way is because each one of them took the musical direction in their own way. Branford and Winton, 11 months apart. And they used to play in a rock band quite often. I mean, I was at a club once, you know, where I had a band for a while, and then eventually I went back, was playing solo. And, like, their band, when they finished playing, and by the time they came home, they had more money in their pockets than I did.
There's a statement right there.
Yeah. But see, I never had an attitude about that. That didn't bother me. Because I remember when Branford and Winton were at the high school, the Noka, where they said, man, we got a good band, which was a good band. He said, we ought to go out on the road. And I said, man, listen. I said, this is a school, man. People are here, we teaching. I said, it's not a band, a club where we go out on the road. That's not what we do here. And people have asked me, man, how come you don't have a family band? I said, well, I want everybody to do whatever it is that they do. If I start a family band, then it becomes my band, and it stifles the creativity of the kids in the band.
Well, now that your kids aren't really kids anymore and they all have pretty well-developed careers, is it still a tough choice for you to decide to record or to tour with any of your kids? What made you decide to do this recording and go on tour with Delphio?
Well, I very seldom play with Branford and Wentz. Delphio, and I'm explaining this to my wife, because she was saying, why are you going out there with him?
That's what your wife said, really?
Yeah. Well, for reasons that I'm not doing no music, you know, you need to be home. And I was telling her, I said, you know, I said, I've recorded with Wenton. I have recorded with Branford. I have done performances with them. And I did a lot of performances with Branford on a CD that I did for Columbia called Love One. I said, I've never done anything with Delphi. Nothing. So I did made this record with him in California with, you know, some heavyweights, John Clayton and Smitty Smith.
Absolutely.
And I said, I'm going to just go and do the tour.
Are you still able to exert influence over your boys?
Not that I know of. I don't know what kind of influence you would be talking about anyway.
Well, just for instance, how perhaps Wenton will direct the new program he's going to be in charge of at Juilliard. It's an educational program, and you've had a life in jazz education, so I'm sure you might have a few things to say about that.
Well, he might ask me about that. Early on, he did ask me in the beginning of years of that. You know, he said, man, why don't you come up here and do this program? I said, look, I'm too old. I don't want to be in New York. Is it too late in my life for that? You see?
To my knowledge, three of your sons, Wenton, Branford, and Delphio, have all performed in Northwest Arkansas in the past, but I don't believe that you ever have performed up here. And
you know what's interesting about that? It doesn't have anything to do with music. My wife and I have been to Eureka Springs two different times.
Get out of here. Really?
As tourists. That's right.
Recently?
We drove.
Recently?
Oh, no. No, not too recently. But, see, we used to do a lot of car trips, you know.
Sure.
And in fact, Eureka Springs was one, and we went there twice.
Well, you'll be back in Eureka Springs, but this time in the concert hall. What should the folks in Northwest Arkansas expect to hear this coming Saturday?
Delphio is very funny, man. He does two cartoon pieces. When I say cartoon, what I mean is the Flintstones is one song that we do.
Rhythm Changes, yes.
Yeah, and also Sesame Street.
Oh, what fun.
That.
Okay.
And sometimes he will play a ballad, maybe with just the two of us. He's been doing My Funny Valentine.
Oh, nice.
Now, I don't know if he'll do that or not.
It sounds like you're going to follow his lead as far as the program goes.
Yeah, well, I try to get him to understand that. I said, because one time he always wants me to have an introduction. And I'll make an introduction that's kind of maybe abstract. And like when he gets ready to come in, sometimes he's not sure where I am. So I tell him, I say, hey, man, it doesn't matter where I am. You start when you start, and I'll be there because that's the role that I'm supposed to play.
Ellis Marsalis, thank you once again. And Northwest Arkansas is looking forward to your first time in Eureka Springs, not as a tourist.
Yeah, okay.
That was jazz musician Ellis Marsalis speaking with Robert Ginsberg, host of Shades of Jazz, which can be heard Friday and Saturday nights at 10 here on KUAF. Tickets for Ellis and Delphio Marsalis' Saturday night performance are $25 and can be purchased at theauditorium.org. For a schedule of other performances, you can visit jazzeureka.org.